The wait is finally over as preseason football is finally back for NFL fans across the country. They're ecstatic, and we're going to actually review the Giants and Browns face-off. It was August 9th on a Thursday night at MetLife Stadium, and there's a lot to take away from this game as both these teams are in a big rebuilding mode. The Browns took had the first pick overall in the draft. They took Baker Mayfield, and the Giants had the second overall pick in the draft, and they took Saquon Barkley. So now these guys are on the field at the same time in this game. Good amount of hype for a preseason game. So it was interesting to see all the storylines, how Pat Shurmur, new coach, how did he handle it? Hugh Jackson's coming back. You know, he's won one game in 2 years. What's he going to do? How is he going to switch things up? So there's a lot to look at in this game, and we're just going to start position by position. Let's start off with the Browns. I love what the Browns actually have done. They've added some good veteran depth on offense. This is something they've been lacking for the past couple of years. You know, last year they looked Deshaun Kizer, you know, all these young guys are in. Njoku was a rookie. So there wasn't really that veteran presence besides Joe Thomas, but he's not really being an impact type of, you know, scoring. He's definitely not scoring on the field. So they bring in Tyrod Taylor. He's a mobile quarterback. He could throw the ball. He led the Bills to the playoffs for the first time since 1999. Big, big deal. Now they bring in Jarvis Landry. Now Jarvis Landry is a great route runner, has great hands, great speed, but things just didn't seem to really click in Miami for him. He would have a couple games that were good, but then was never a consistent threat. I think this is something that Cleveland could work with. He is a player that is Odell type of caliber at this point of his career. Both of them went to LSU, and they're very similar receivers. So if the Browns could channel in the best of Jarvis Landry, it could be a huge addition because you remember they have Josh Gordon on the other side. This guy led the league in receiving yards in 2013 by a long shot. This guy was killing it every game. Teams couldn't game plan against him, and he was making big time plays. If he could come back to at least 75% of the form he was in, that's a big, big deal for the Browns. Now you look at it, David Njoku. This guy scored two touchdowns, one against the Giants starting defense, right on middle linebacker Alec Ogletree, who just got to New York. He's supposed to be the new man in the middle, and Njoku scores right over him. So that's a big deal for me. I feel like those were big steps that the Browns took. Now, the thing is, a lot of teams have all this talent. Last season, the Giants offense, everybody was saying, oh, wow, Brandon Marshall, Beckham, Ingram, all these guys. But you have to have the right coach to put all these tools, you know, in the right places in order to succeed. And Hugh Jackson, that was something that he struggled with the Browns a couple of years. Now he has talent, and now he put it, for the most part, even when Baker Mayfield came in, the game plan looked good. They looked like they knew what they were doing. They went out there, and they found ways to move the ball down the field. Now, the run game wasn't that great. Nick Chubb didn't have a good game at all. The Giants' defensive line, second-team defensive line, kudos to them. They had a great performance. But Baker Mayfield is making plays all over the field. He's running on fourth down, you know, getting conversions, throwing a couple touchdowns. So those are some big-time steps that the Browns had to take for their franchise. You want to start off on the right foot. I think the thing with the Browns is, I can't remember the last time they started 1-0 in the season. So you want, even if it's preseason, you just want to get off on the right foot. It's compared to being up 7-0 in a game or being down, you know, 7-0. So you want to get off on that right foot. I think that's something that they did well. Even their defensive line was getting to the quarterback. Eric Kendricks, Eagles released him. They pick him up, and he was wreaking havoc for the Giants. You know, he got a sack on Eli. Also, Myles Garrett, he was causing some pressure. Emmanuel Ogba. So you got some guys there that could play defense for sure. And now, who else do you add? You add, you know, Jabril Peppers. He's at safety, too. He has another season under his belt. So they're trying to establish something here for the Browns. Demaryius Randall. He had a lot of interceptions for the Packers in his last couple seasons. He's going to switch in between that cornerback and safety role. There's options there. So I like what the Browns are trying to do right now. And for the most part, Hugh Jackson established a pretty good plan for them. So I was impressed, to say the least. We'll see. There's still a lot of young players, but that's the thing. You want to build your team with young players, but you want to have that veteran presence also. The thing with the Browns is they were too young. It seemed that too many players are young. Who was going to be the leader? Who's going to step up? And in Hard Knocks, we've seen Jarvis Landry stepped up in meeting rooms and said, you know, I don't like this attitude. I want receivers to go on the field unless your hamstring is falling off. You know, and I think that's something they definitely needed to hear. And he even said that this culture, once you get that losing culture established, it is hard to get out of, you know? You need a shock to get you out of that. And that's exactly what Jarvis Landry was doing in that meeting room. They got that presence there. So, long season, you know, it's going to be a long trip for the Browns, but I think they could possibly put together some wins this season, you know, with what I saw from them this night. Obviously, take it game by game, but they have the right idea. They know what players they have, and they're going to try to put them in the right places. And in that game, that's what they did. You know, they look good on offense against the Giants' first team, the Giants' second team. Now, switching it over to the Giants, I think there's some major problems. Number one, let's start with the quarterback play. Eli Manning. First drive didn't look that bad. Offensive line definitely looked better, but Eli just cannot seem to... He did not read the Browns' defense well, especially the second drive. He was under a lot of pressure, didn't know what to do. You know, as soon as he gets under pressure, his last couple seasons, you know, as soon as he feels a heat, he's not sure what to do. Check down or throw it away or something. Nowadays, you need a quarterback that has to step up in the pocket and make a big-time throw under pressure. That's not something I've seen from Eli in the past 4 or 5 years. And that's not a good thing. That is not a good thing. You want your quarterback to have a lot of poise in that category. Now, he's 37 years old. We all know this. They decided to stick with him in this department. But this is what's going to happen for Eli Manning. He's been digressing the past couple of seasons. Last season, 19 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. That's not good. That is really not a good look to be. And he's gone through two head coaches now. So Eli has a lot to work on for sure. They need him this season because now they're in win-now mode with all these players around them. Now, everybody was excited about Saquon Barkley, that huge run he ripped off. And I was pretty impressed by it because the patience he showed on that play was pretty well. And it looked like one of his college plays, that acceleration. He hit another gear and put Demaryius Randall on a foot race. Randall eventually caught up to him, but he burnt him, you know, for about 40 yards. So not a bad way to start your career for Barkley. He only had a couple more carries, though. So that's the thing where you want to pump the brakes. You want to see this guy get a lot of carries in a game and then see how he plays. One run, you know, doesn't make up a lot. Even Eli said in the locker room, you know, it's one run. Let's not get crazy about it. I agree with that mindset because there's so much hype for this guy going into the season, and he has a top-selling jersey in the league, and he has all this, you know, he's got hands, he could run at top speed, you know, beat NFL defenses by a mile. So you want to kind of pump the brakes a little. He hasn't played in a regular season game yet. It's a different type of atmosphere for sure, but again, you know, I only saw that one run, so pretty good, but I can't make a bold proclamation about Barkley right now. Now, Odell wasn't in the lineup, so obviously that's going to be, it's hard to judge that from there. But, you know, Shepard was, you know, flying around the field a little. He made a couple of catches, caught a first down, not too bad. And I think, but receiver depth might be a little bit of an issue because you saw Hunter Sharp. He's a starter on the field, and he's dropping wide open first downs. You can't have that either. You got to get that. Pat Shurmur, he has to do a lot of work with this team to get that down. It's important. Very important that they get on the same page because that's something they haven't been on the last couple of years. Now, the defense, the Giants' defense, did not perform well. Okay? Just did not. Alec Ogletree gets beat right off the bat by Njoku for a touchdown. He had him beat by maybe 5 yards. I don't know. You know, defensive line, they got a little pressure. But Janoris Jenkins, he's one-on-one with Landry. Landry makes a play. That's not what they're paying Jenkins for. You know, it's just... To see, you know, Tyrod and then Baker keep going down the field. You know, they had a pretty good game against them, and that's unacceptable if you're, you know, the Giants against this Browns team. You have the defensive talent. So I really was not impressed by the effort the Giants defense came up with. Also, going back to quarterback play, Davis Webb does not look good. He just doesn't. I think he started maybe 0 for 5 or 0 for 6 or something. Not something you want to start with. You're a third-round quarterback. You might be the future of this franchise, and they can't seem to get him going. The whole thing with Giants fans is, it'll happen. Just wait. But I'm tired of waiting. I'm ready to see, you know, someone do something on the field, someone perform eventually. That hasn't happened yet for them in these circumstances. So they played the Lions. They're at Detroit next week, so we'll see if there's any improvements. But Pat Shurmur and James Betcher, these guys have a lot on their plate right now. They got to figure things out for the Giants. because expectations are big for this team this year.